If Amos chapter 13, Mishnah 4, Hamama Enes Be'ish, if she refuses a man, so she does a Mion, right? This is what we mentioned in the last Mishnah, who mitu b'kavosa, he is permitted to her relatives, for he materis b'krovav, and she is permitted to his relatives. It's like as if the marriage never existed, really, right? V'lo pasla min ha-kuhuna, there we go, and she's not pasal from the kuhuna. Again, it's as if the marriage, you know, was never existed. But nasan la get, but if he gives her a get, then who asa bekrova seh, vehi asura bekrova. Then they do become forbidden to each other's relatives. Upaslam in a kohuna. Now she's forbidden to marry into the kohuna because now she's considered a divorcee. And a divorcee, we know, is not permitted to marry a kohen. Nasan la get vechazira. What happens if he gives her a get and then they get remarried again? They get married a second time. So ma'enabo, and then she does mion. This is all while she's still a minor. So now she does mion. She refuses him. Then she goes off and she marries another guy, second guy, while she's still a minor. And then from that second husband, she's either widowed or divorced. Says the Mishnah, she can go back to the first husband. We'll see now what's going on here. Because she did Mion, ultimately, from the first husband, she nullified the get that she had originally been given. And that whole first husband, it was if it never happened. Because otherwise, a woman who's married to a man and they get divorced and she marries another man and she gets divorced, she can't go back to the first husband. But yes, she can, because the last thing she did was with the first husband was Mion. Ma'enaboy, she marries a man and she does Mion. And then she goes back to him. Nasan la get, then he gives her a get. And she goes and she marries a second husband. And then from the second husband, she's widowed or divorced. Now, asura lechazalo, she can't go back to the first husband. Because what's the last thing she did with the first husband? A get. Good. And Zeachlal says the Mishnah, this is the principle. Get acha mion, if the mion comes first, and then the get comes second, meaning the last thing she did with that first husband was a get, asura lechazalo, she can't go back to him if she marries someone else. But mion acha get, but if the get came first, and then she goes back to him and they do mion, so the last thing they did was mion, muteris lechazalo, so then she is permitted to go back to him. If the last concluding act was mion, she's permitted to go back to him. Yeah,